On the line with me this morning, Dr. Andrew Hyland from Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so the New York State legal age to purchase tobacco as of today is now 21 years old. This is something I know that you have had a huge interest in over the years, but just your initial thoughts about what this means.
Yeah, it's unbelievable news. I mean, this is going to save thousands of lives for decades. 18 was the minimum age. Raising it to 21 is going to take a huge step forward to keep tobacco products out of the hands of kids. There'll be fewer smokers, and it will save thousands of lives. It's really a tremendous accomplishment for public health.
You know, I hear you say thousands of lives, but I'm just wondering, is there a more specific type of analytics that's involved here now that we're, in essence, taking 3 years away from the legal purchase age of this? Or is it more of a something that we have to look at as more anecdotal, just the idea that it'll be a longer time before teenagers or now young adults can participate in smoking legally?
Yeah, I think there are some estimates that if you look at all the kids that are alive today, that there'll be about 200,000 fewer deaths due to cigarette smoking in that cohort of kids. So this is over time as things go on. So, you know, what does that mean functionally? It really comes down to the spigot, the number of new users coming in. They're going to have less accessibility to tobacco products. They're going to be less likely to become cigarette smokers. And now with vaping and other products that are all covered under the Tobacco 21 law, that means less addiction, less disease down the road. So it really is, you know, a tremendous public health benefit.
I'm glad you brought up vaping. I know this is also covered inside this from a legal standpoint, but vaping has become such a predominant part of the young culture right now. I mean, do you really think that this is going to help to combat that particular wave?
Absolutely, I do. It's not going to cure everything, but it's an important sensible step to decrease the accessibility of an addictive product that now, you know, as we see in the news, that has harms to people, acute harms in some respects. So it's part of a comprehensive approach that reducing the accessibility of, you know, lethal addictive products makes common sense, especially to young people, but also measures that reduce the affordability or the appeal or addictiveness of tobacco products. So these would all be steps for a different time. I know New York has been a leader in these areas over the years. There are some bills at the state level. There's some discussion at the federal level. You've got the FDA. So certainly I think there will be more to come on this, but the current measure raising the age to 21 is a big deal.
And a little bit here, if you could help us understand, like you said, this is a public safety or public health benefit to raising this to the age of 21. At the same time, there have been forces that have been keeping this from occurring for a long, long time. Can you just talk about that battle and, you know, what some of those forces are like and how perhaps maybe there still needs to be a kind of a vigilant effort to keep any of these things from being rolled back?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Jay. There's lots of elements to this. Actually, the Tobacco 21, raising that age to 21, is relatively new. Just about 15 years ago, a small town in Massachusetts was the first community to raise the age to 21, because it's kind of been 18 for everything. Even in the not-too-distant future, even the drinking age was 18. This small town in Massachusetts raised the age to 21, and the study showed that it worked. Kids had less accessibility to tobacco products, found them harder to get, and youth smoking rates went down. So that was encouraging. Other communities began to adopt. More studies came out. And here we are now, about 15 years later, in 2019, about 500 communities, 15, 16, or 17 states perhaps now, have adopted Tobacco 21. So I think it reflects this changing norms that using, you know, an addictive, harmful product just doesn't make sense. And the social norms have changed. And the implementation of just boosting up that age to 21 will serve to decrease not only directly kids being able to buy tobacco products, but also indirectly. Most kids report that they get their tobacco products from friends or older siblings. So by raising that age, you begin to choke off that indirect source, those social sources of tobacco products.
Dr. Andrew Hyland from Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center with us this morning. Thank you again for your time this morning.